Sam?
Hey, Melanie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Getting busy today, but, you know, I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. Busy is good.
Yes, indeed. No major complaints on my end. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I got everything that you sent over, and I was able to kind of skim through it preliminarily this morning. I have a couple things, a few questions, and I need a couple other items.
Okay. Well, that was my goal. My goal was to get you enough so that we could have a conversation before we went through you actually, you know, getting into the underwriting so that we could both kind of be on the same page.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think I'm just about at that position where, you know, I took a look at everything that you have. I see the cash flow. I see kind of what you guys did last year and that sort of thing. So right off the bat, it looks like I am going to need – I have 12 months of the bank statements and the merchant statements, but I am going to need this most recent September for both of those. Because it looks like we went up to August, but where we are now, I'll definitely need September to be able to submit it.
The only reason I did that was I was trying to get you I should have September. I don't remember seeing September. I can pull September's bank statement off the internet. I don't remember seeing the credit card statement, and that's why I was like, okay, well, I didn't want to give you one without the other. I was trying to make matched up.
Yeah, no, and that definitely makes sense. I think the September bank statement I will absolutely need. The merchant statement, if it's too difficult, I might be able to work with what we have. But if you can get it, it would help.
I wonder if it's in the store. Usually, I just literally left the store. I should have grabbed it. Okay. I think maybe it's in my box, and I just left. I'm wondering, because I haven't seen it yet this month, and I usually see it around the 15th of the month.
Sure, all right. Yeah.
All right, I'm running to a meeting. When I go back to the store, I'll be there at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I will look for that statement. Then I can scan that over to you tonight with the other statement.
Okay, perfect. And then also, on the application, I do need to have an actual signature from both yourself and your husband.
I know that. I sent it over at like 2 in the morning. I wasn't going to wake Gary up to
Okay.
Sure. I would just get everything over to you, because if you look at it and you said, you know what, Melanie, this doesn't make sense to me, or this doesn't feel like we can't do anything for you. I didn't want to go through all of the aggravation and hassle and have him sign and have his credit pulled and not have a positive response. So I wanted to get you all the background so you could at least look at it and say, you know what, I feel comfortable to proceed. Go ahead and let's get the rest of this in, and then I'll have him sign it. So I just, again, that's why I didn't wake him up and I didn't have him sign it.
Sure, absolutely, no problem.
I think I sent it over like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We're at the same point. You know, I'm not sending anything over to underwriting yet. I'm going through. I want to get a clear picture of what I think I'm going to get back. So
what state are you in?
Oh, I am actually in California. I'm in San Diego, so I'm about 3 hours behind you.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah,
so I know Cardiff is in the UK. I'm like, I know you're not in the UK.
Yeah, no, there's actually a small little, it's called Cardiff by the Sea. It's a little beach town right here by San Diego.
Oh, how funny. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I have a very dear friend in, what is it called, Luna Niguel?
Oh, Laguna Niguel, yeah.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine lives there. I've got a lot of friends in Southern California, but yeah, so I know she's not far from San Diego because I went out there to visit her.
Yeah, not at all. That's a stone's throw away. Okay.
All right, so where do we go next?
Okay, so, and then another question that I have is, I see that you guys rent your location. What is the monthly cost for your rent?
$4,240.
$4,240, okay. Okay, and then let me see. Okay, so the signatures, the September statements, I have the rent account, and then okay, so looking at the bank statements. Okay, so this is you know, the meat and potatoes of it, right? You guys,
yeah.
I see the cash flow that you have, and assuming, do you know if September was how much different was September? I got you guys at, you know, I'm assuming it was probably around 30,000 just looking at the bank statements and the trend. Is that pretty close to what it was for your deposits in September?
I think it was like 27 off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, that's right in that range.
I want to think that. I can easily pull that when I get to my office and look at that. I think it was 27.
Okay, perfect. So just to give you some preliminary feedback, right, just looking at
it might be a little, I don't know. I'll look at it. I don't want to
get
that info.
Okay. Well, you know, if it's around maybe between 25 and 30, so based on what I normally see on files like this size, it's looking like I'd be dealing with about the $60,000 range, which puts us right at about where we need to be. It could be higher than that. It could be lower than that. There's a few variables that I can't really account for right now. But
right.
Based on,
lower,
you know.
Lower than that doesn't help me because
exactly.
My goal is to get out of those. Out of the existing daily, which is killing me, and you know, it doesn't give me enough cash flow to get where I need to get product-wise. Like I said, my Pandora order alone is $26,000, and you know, that is being shipped on 11/3, and so that's kind of my timing on making sure I have all my pieces in place. I have to be closed and funded prior to them shipping me.
So sure, okay.
That's the key. I mean, the $26,000 for Pandora is really important. And then, I've got other holiday orders that I need to make sure I have the cash flow to cover in advance of the season. That's the problem.
Absolutely. I got a good handle on that. I think just based on the numbers on a traditional program that we would have, $60,000 is about the middle range. It could go anywhere from 40 to 80 between that. And a lot of times what I see is when we do these based off of your credit card sales, our approvals, we're able to get a higher amount. So I'm hoping that that's going to be the case in this situation. Now, another factor that comes into this is your existing loan, and I'm looking at the bank statement, and it looks like I see two loans coming out. Is that?
You know what? Yeah, do you remember yesterday I said it was $411.14?
It seems like maybe that was the total combined amount.
That's what that is. And what happened with that was BFS placed a loan for us. They gave us X amount of dollars, which I forget what the face. I'll pull that contract you asked me for, and I couldn't find it last night. But they gave us X amount of dollars. Then they came back and they said, you know, we know you were looking for a little more money. We can get you another 15, and we'll piggyback it on top of your first. But what I realized is that they placed it with a different.
Yeah, they did it through Knight Capital. I saw that. So yeah, it's.
I thought it was all BFS Capital that was doing that, but no, there's actually a different. It's the combination of 411, but there are two different ECCs involved, which I didn't realize.
Yes, that's what I see on the statement. So I saw the totals combined was just about exactly what you told me. So I figured that was the case. So it looks like what they did was they shopped it out to a separate lender, and so now you have a loan through BFS, and you have a loan through Knight Capital.
What's the loan called?
It's called Knight Capital. I'm pretty familiar with them. I know I told you yesterday that a lot of my customers come with other loans, and Knight is a lending company that I've done a lot of work with. So
that was through BFS.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they. Okay. It seems like they probably kind of maybe outsourced that one for you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. So now with that, I need to get a clear understanding of each loan individually, because what I want to do is pay them both off.
I want them both gone. I will dig out that information, as I said. I had somebody handling our finances about this time last year for a while, and I wasn't really involved in the finances because I had my bank job full time, and I was doing the merchandising of the store. But since I left the bank, I've taken finances of unhappy with where we are right now. So
yeah.
I'm trying to get my arms wrapped around, you know, I remember the BFS thing and the Knight Capital thing. I didn't sign any of this. This was all done, all done on Gary as the principal owner of the company.
Okay.
So, all right, and which is fine. You know, I don't want you to think there's anything wrong. He's awesome. He's great. But I feel like I could have probably done a better job had I taken this part of the responsibility over instead of him, you know, letting somebody handle this for us. So.
Sure. There's a lot to be uncovered in the process, right? So if you're not putting all of your efforts into it, a lot can be left kind of in the dark. I mean, I know that's something that happens all the time.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, now I've got all my efforts in it, and I'm just aghast at how much we've spent on these loans. I really am. I'm aghast. I'm like, you know, that's our profit for the year. We would have definitely shown a profit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, if that's money being spent that doesn't need to be spent, really.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're gonna, you know, I want to help clear the picture up and, you know, get you guys into a better spot. I think looking at everything that we are going to have some options for it. I just need to get a clear picture on these two balances that you have, because in order to get the approval, I need all of that information directly from
those
lenders.
That's fine. I will go ahead and get you. You want the. Tell me exactly what you want from Knight Capital and from BFS. I'm probably going to have to go to BFS to get the Knight Capital. I don't recall ever seeing anything in my file from Knight Capital. I only recall seeing stuff from BFS. They must have had an assignment in there somewhere where they had the ability to assign it.
Okay. So I think right now for where we are, if you have the contract with BFS, that seems to be the larger loan. And then the Knight Capital was sort of a smaller one that was tacked on. So if you can get me the contract with BFS, I can work with that. And then if you can get me an estimated balance of what the Knight loan is.
Okay.
Now, that might be a little easier than having to get, like, documents from them. Like, a lot of times, just a number. If I can get just a number on the balance with Knight, and if you get me the contract with BFS, I can, the rest I can put into place. I can kind of do the math on it and figure it out.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I'm on my way to a meeting with a vendor, then I'm going to head back to my office, and then I will scan that stuff over to you, and then I'll be back in the store this afternoon. So when I'm back in the store this afternoon, I hope that the credit card statement's in my box.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Well, what I'll do right now, too...
That usually comes around the 15th of the month.
Sure, yeah, and we're pretty close to that. I think the 15th is on a weekend, so there's a little give and take there for it. But what I'll do right now is I'll send you just a short email. I'll reply back in our thread with just that list of exactly what I need from you so we
can
keep it clean.
Thank you, Sam.
Absolutely.
I have one question for you. I mean, you see a lot of credit card statements.
Yeah.
And it seems as though recently WorldPay, I mean, I want to say in the last 12 months, it seems like our fees with WorldPay have gotten very high. Is there someone that you see that you feel provides better bang for the buck in terms of credit card processing that you'd like to give me a referral for? Or
that is interesting. You know, I actually have a kind of vast amount of resources that I can skim through right now and see exactly what they charge. I know a lot of my customers use Intuit, which I think that one is usually, it comes across at a higher rate than any of the others, which leads me to believe that they probably...
It's very high. Intuit and Square are both very high.
Yes. Square, it's easy to access, but I know that it is expensive.
I'll tell you what
I'll do is I'll look through a couple of my my recent files that I know I have credit card statements on and see if I can give you some feedback on what some fees look like for some other processors.
That would be great, because I was looking at what we paid in fees, and it just seems like it has really jumped up there. And I thought that there had been some regulation passed in terms of reduction of fees, but...
Maybe not through your credit card processing. There's definitely been plenty of that passed through, you know, federal banking regulations, because everything is fee-based, and things got kind of out of control with Wells Fargo in this past year.
Yes.
But they're coming down hard on everybody for that, so which they should, because there was a lot of wrongdoing that was done.
Yes. You didn't happen to watch Saturday Night Live, did you?
Was it this past weekend?
they did a skit on Wells Fargo that was, I mean, as being a banker, it was hilarious.
I think I missed that one. Oh, man.
Where they were opening up bank accounts, but they did the Wild Wild West, and they had the stagecoach, and the guy said, and I'll get you a bank account for your horse, and I'll get you a bank account. It was so fun. I mean, it was absolutely hilarious. If you can Google that, it's just, you know, at lunchtime, you give yourself a little chuckle. It was a riot.
Oh, I absolutely will. I usually catch every episode, but I think I missed that skit.
All right. Good. I will keep you. I will get this. Send me an email. I'll pull the rest of this information together. I appreciate your help, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, absolutely. If you have any questions with anything, give me a call, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Melanie.
Okay, bye.